ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזרת השם יתברך, we are in שבת חזון, we're starting חומש דברים, and we are שבת חזון is תשעה באב, this year. And we see right at the beginning of the parasha starts, אלה הדברים אשר דבר משה אל כל ישראל בעבר הירדן, במדבר, בערבה, מול, צוף, בין פרן ובין תופל, ולבן וחסירות ודיזהב. Just came to my mind that I'm looking here at the pasuk. The pasuk starts with the letter Aleph and ends with the letter Bet. That's Chodesh Av, probably the Siman for Tisha B'Av, probably somehow. And obviously Parashat Devarim, for sure it's connected with Tisha B'Av. It's always Parashat Devarim. It's always the week before Tisha B'Av. That's when we read it. And Rashi right at the beginning tells us, "Ele Devarim, lefi shehen debrei tochachot." So anywhere it says Devarim, debrei vedaber, that's debrei tochachot. So lefi shehen debrei tochachot, umana kan kol mikomot shechayisu lifneihem makom bahem. Lefi chachsatam et Devarim veizkiram baremez mpenei kibudan shel Israel. Let's hear what Rashi is telling us, that Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Yisrael, but since that we're starting the Chumash with this, so it's not kavod for Israel to rebuke Am Yisrael on their avonot. That's why he was hinting for them the avonot that they did. He was mentioning to them, do you remember what happened when we were in the Midbar, when we were in Ba'araba, when we were in Mol Tzuf, in Paran, and Ben Tofel? He was telling them, do you remember what happened in these places? And they're going to remember on their own, and that's going to be the karum for their ma'asim, that the avonot that they did over there, is kiram beremez. Why p'nei kibudan shel Israel? The Mfarshim, I saw Mfarshim, they asked the obvious question on Rashi, how come Rashi says here, is kiram beremez p'nei kibudan shel Israel? What kind of kavod is that if after that Moshe Rabbeinu is listing all their avonot that they did, prate pratim, with all the details, all everything. You're mentioning every step of the way, what they did by Avon Meraglim, by Avon Aigel, everything was mentioning them. So how come here Rashi says, Iskiram beremez p'nei kibudan shel Israel? What kind of kavod is that if after that mentioning everything? That's the kavrat, we have to understand what's going on over here. That's number one. And number two, we have here, the pasuk continues, said, "Vehi be'arba'im shana, be'ashti asar chodesh be'ahad lachodesh, ber Moshe b'nei Israel, kechol ashir tzuva Adonai oto alehem." Rashi says over there, "Vehi be'arba'im shana, melamed, shelo chihan, ela samuch lemita." Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not want to rebuke Am Israel until, you know, until before he passed away. Here it was a month, it was 5 weeks before Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. And he was waiting. He be 40 shana be 12 chodesh be 1 lachodesh. What be 40 shana be 12 chodesh in the 11th month and the first day of the month be 1 lachodesh. Rosh Chodesh Shevat. Rosh Chodesh Shevat was rebuking Am Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Zayin Be'Adar. So approximately 5 weeks before he passed away. If Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to rebuke Am Israel on their sins, how come he waited until now? Until before he passed away, he was rebuking them. At the time that they're doing the Abira, back then he was supposed to rebuke them. So what happened here? Rashi says, Melamed, he didn't rebuke them until the last day of his life, approximately, not the last day, until before he passed away. Why? Melamed mi Yaakov, shelo hochiach et panav, ela samuch lemita. Same thing what Yaakov Aminu did, and Rashi continues, that same thing also what we saw Yehoshua, lo hochiach et Israel, ela samuch lemita. And same thing happened with Shmuel, same thing happened with David HaMelech. All the tzaddikim, they rebuke their kids or they rebuke their students before they pass away. That's also what Rashi is telling us here. And it's also, we have a big question. It's Mizvat Asim in HaTorah, Hocheyach Tochiyach Et Amiteicha, Velo Tza Alav Chet. You have to rebuke your friend, you saw him doing something wrong, you have to tell him. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu Kibyachol was Mata'atzel in this Mizvah until before he passed away? Not only him, all the tzaddikim, all the chavra, who gave you permission to delay that mitzvah until before he passes away? And how does a person know whenever he's going to pass away? But forget about that. Why he didn't rebuke them at the time of the Abira? Why he waited until after? Chavra, this also we have to understand what's going on. We know that we are already, as I said, in Shabbat Hazon, and the fast of Tisha B'Av, like all the other fasts, the Rambam writes that all these fasts are, what's the purpose of these fasts? So Am Yisrael should do Teshuvah. Already here from what the Mishnah Berurah, he writes here, he quotes the Rambam, he writes here the Mishnah Berurah, Tav Kuf Mem Tet, Seif Aleph, he writes here, he said, V'chol elu hayyamim, כל ישראל מתענים בהם, פני הצרות שיראו בהם. Said, all these four fasts, 17 בתמוז, 10 בתבט, ג' בתשרי, 9 באב, people, everyone has to fast. Why? לעורר הלבבות. כדי לעורר הלבבות, לפקח על דרכי תשובה. And that person should do תשובה. ויהיה זה זיכרון למעשינו הרעים ומעשי אבותינו שהיה כמעשינו עתה, עד שגרם להם ולנו אותם הצרות. שבזכרון הדברים הללו נשוב להטיב, כמו שנאמר, והתוודו את עוונם ואת עוון אבותם. That's why he says over here, ולכן חייב כל האדם לשום אל בו באותם הימין, ולפשפש במעשיו ולשוב בהם. כי אין העקר הטענית, כמו שכתוב בין שני נינווה, וירא אדוני את מעשיהם, כי שבו מדרכם הרעה. ואמרו חז"ל, את סקם ואת תעניתם, לא נאמר, אלא את מעשיהם. ואין הטענית, אלא הכנה לתשובה. So he says here that the whole purpose of the fast, so the person should do teshuvah. Why? Because of our sins, that's why we don't have Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara said, Kol dor shelo nibna Beit HaMikdash b'yamav, kilo nechrab b'yamav. So if our forefathers, they had the problem of Sinat Hanam, that's why the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And now that we don't have Beit HaMikdash yet, that means we're still affected with that problem. That's what we told you many times, that the remez in the Pasuk, Adoni sha'al et abadav lemor, ha'yesh lachem avu ach, what's Adoni sha'al et abadav lemor, who's that Adoni? We explained once with Derech Remez, they said, Adoni, this is referring to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amonai, Adon kol ha'olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adoni sha'al et abadav, he asked his abadim, Am Yisrael, ha'yesh lachem avu ach, what does mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu, he tells Am Yisrael, I want to bring the Geulah already. I want to rebuild Beit HaMikdash. But you know, my dear sons, that Beit HaMikdash destroyed because of Sinat Hanam. And now I'm asking you, do you have Av or Ah? What's Av or Ah? Av, Lashon Eva. Do you still hate each other? Or Ah? Do you have Ah, that you love each other, your brothers, you feel like brothers and sisters, all Am Yisrael? ונאמר אל אדוני, יש לנו אב זקן בעוונות הרבים, דאיבה, דה היטרת, בתוין עם ישראל, סנת חנם, זה אב זקן בעוונות הרבים. It's almost, this year it's going to be 1,947 years from חורבן בית המקדש. So it's almost 2,000 years that we have. יש לנו אב זקן בעוונות הרבים. That's why as long as we did not fix that problem, we're still guilty in the same עוון. That's why here he said, so the whole purpose of the Avon, so we should do Teshuvah. כי אינו עקר תענית, לכן אותם האנשים שכשהם מתענים, הולכים בטיול ובדברים בטלים, תפסו את הטפל והניחו עקר. Therefore he says, those that on the day of the fast, let the day pass by, and they get busy, they get themselves busy, you know, something else, they forget about the fast, he said, this is not the Akar. The Akar is the Teshuvah. You have to remember about the fast. You have to remember what did we lose in the fast. What do we lose now here? Why we're fasting? Because we don't have Beit HaMikdash. That's the whole purpose of the Ta'anit. The person has to do Teshuvah. ומכל מקום אין לפתור את עצמו בתשובה בלבד, כי הימים האלו הם מזוות עשה מדברי הנביאים לטענות בהם, כמו שכתבנו למעלה. Also on the other hand, Teshuvah alone doesn't help. Let's say the person say, okay, I'll do teshuvah on that day, but let me eat. So this also doesn't go. Why? Since that all Am Yisrael, they accepted that fast as a chuba alayhim. That's why it's a chuba on Am Yisrael. Everyone has to fast this fast, but don't take tafel and leave the akar. It's the akar that you have to do teshuvah on the day of the fast. That's what he brings down here. Let's hear what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, you know, from the name of the Rambam. And we have also the Gemara. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat also speaks about at the times of Churban Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us here in Shabbat Kuf Yutet Amud Bet. The Gemara says here, Amar Rab Avram Bereh De Rabbi Shimon Berabba Lo Harba Yerushalayim Ela Beshbil Shelo Hichu Zeh Et Zeh. שנאמר, היו שריה כאיילים, לא מצאו מרעה. מה איל זה, ראשו של זה, בסד זנבו של זה? אף ישראל שבאותו דור, כבשו פניהם בקרקע ולא הוכיחו זה את זה. זה פסוק מגלת חסז, ויצא בציון כל הדרה. היו שריה כאיילים, לא מצאו מרעה. And the Gemara explains here, what does mean, היו שריה כאיילים, לא מצאו מרעה? And the Gemara says that they did not rebuke each other. They see each other doing avirot, and no one's saying anything. The question is why? Here also the same question. How could they see, היו שריה, the חכמים, the גדולים of the door, at the time of חורבן בית המקדש, they see עם ישראל doing avirot, they don't rebuke them. Why not? Why did not rebuking them? Because also we have to understand. And also we have to understand the beginning of the pasuk. Pasuk said, ויצא מבת ציון כל הדרה. Right after that, היו שריה כאיילים לא מצאו מרעה. Is there any connection ויצא מבת ציון כל הדרה to the fact that they did not rebuke each other? There must be connection. And also the fact itself that they did not rebuke each other, it's hard to understand also what's going on. The שרים, the חכמים, the גדולי הדור, how come they did not rebuke each other? It's also, you have to see what's going on here. I saw them Farshina bring down, he says that really when a person he wants to rebuke someone else, he sees someone else doing avirot, he wants to rebuke him, there are two ways of rebuking him. You could go to him straight, you could tell him, listen, I saw you doing avirah so and so. And says, Befirush, you're not allowed to do this avirah. Aren't you embarrassed doing that avirah? So you go, you tell him face to face, you tell him that he did the avirah. That's one way how to rebuke someone else. But Hakim said, this way, it's not going to be acceptable. Why? Because you're going to tell your friend, listen, you're doing avirot. So what is he going to say? I said, I'm doing avirot. I said, you also don't do avirot. That's basically what the Gemara says. The Gemara Masechet Arachin. The Gemara Amar Bil Azar Ben Azariah, Tameyah Ani, Miyesh Bedor Azeh, Mi Shemkabel Tokaha. Because if he's going to tell him, Tol Kisam Ben Shenecha, it means tell him you have small avirah. You have small kisam between your teeth. That means you have small abira. Take care of yourself. He's going to answer him back, Tol Koram ben Einicha. So you're talking about me, I'm doing abira, take a look at yourself. So, Kaura, it's hard to rebuke someone else that you're telling him you're doing abira. You can't tell him like this. But there is different way how to rebuke someone else. Don't tell him straight to him that you are doing abira. Ella, what should you tell him? You should tell him, in general. So there are avirot that people, they are nikhshal in it. There are big sins, big avirot. Person, you better do teshuvah because there is big punishment, hasb shalom, for it. So in general, he doesn't tell him, face to face. He speaks in general that there is such avira. Like they bring down at Rav Zusha. They say that when he used to go from place to place, he used to sit, with the simple people. And any time that he used to hear that the guy is doing avirot, he used to come sit next to him. He doesn't rebuke him. He just speaks to himself. He said, Zusha, how come you're doing such an avira? I said, that's a big sin. He was rebuking himself. And he was crying on the, how come I did such avira? How come Yisrara caused me to do this avira? And he was talking to himself. And the guy sitting next to him said, Shema Israel, that's exactly what I have. He didn't know that Rav Zusha was really talking to him. But he was making believe as if he's talking to himself because he didn't want to rebuke him face to face. Hakim said, this is the way that you're rebuking someone else. You're not embarrassing him. You're just telling him in general. If that person that you're speaking next to him, if he's Hakam, he wants to understand, then he understands that whatever he's doing is doing Abira, then he's going to do Teshuvah on his own. And if he did not understand, then I didn't insult him. I didn't speak anything against him. I was talking in general. That's what Farshim explained the pasuk. Said, "Hochiach tochiach et amitecha velotza alav chet." You're right. You have to rebuke your friend if he's seen doing something wrong. But lotza alav chet. Don't tell him that you are doing avira. Say in general that this is avira, and the person should do teshuvah if it was nechshal in such avira, and how should he get away from such avira? But you shouldn't talk to him privately. That's here what the Mefarshim said. Hochiach tochiach et amitecha velo tsa' alav chet. Don't put the avon on him. Don't tell him that you're doing avira. That's here what the Mefarshim is telling us. And from that reason, Hakim said that if you want to rebuke others in general, then you could rebuke them anytime that you want. Why? Because you're not insulting them. Just saying in general, this is Zabirai, you shouldn't do it. But if you're coming to him to rebuke him, tell him you're doing Abira so and so, this is very, you have to be very, it's a very sensitive issue here. You cannot just come to him straight and tell him you're doing this. That's why Hakim said, if you want to rebuke him in such a way, then you should rebuke him only before you pass away. Before you die, then you have permission to tell him this. Why? Because Hakim said that before the person will pass away, he's rebuking someone else. That someone else, what is he going to think about him? Is he telling me like this? Why? Because he has some interest in that. Is he gaining anything out of it? He knows that he's going to Beit Olamo, he's going to die. And if he's telling me like this, that means for sure there is something wrong. Even if he's rebuking him face to face, he's not going to get offended from him. Because he knows that the other guy is going to die. He's not gaining anything from this. He's only doing it for your benefit. That's why Hakim said, if you want to rebuke someone else, don't rebuke him only before mitah. Before the person passed away, then you could rebuke him. That's what we're talking about if you want to rebuke him face to face. You want to tell him, you're doing this abira. You're talking to him face to face. Such abira, such a way of rebuking, the person could do it before he passed away. But in general, you could say it all the times. There's no problem of saying it. Why? Because you're not insulting anyone. Let's hear what Mefarshim tell us. And that's basically, also we have Gemara, Masechet Brachot. The Gemara says over there, Defe, Le'olam yargiz adam yetzer atov al yetzer hara. The person should always make a fight between yetzer atov and yetzer hara. Yetzer hara, he pushes the person to do avirot. So you should come, you should bring your yetzer atov to fight with the yetzer hara. Shneimar, rigzu ve'al techitau. The Gemara said, Im netzacho mutab, ve'im lam, yikra kirat shema. If that helped, that's fine. But if Yisr al-Ara is still coming to you, wants to you to do Abiron, then you should read Kirat Shema. Shneimar, rigzu ve'al techitau, umru bil-babchem. Umru bil-babchem, what's umru bil-babchem? Like when I says first, umru bil-babchem, that's the Bre Torah, ilmat Torah. The Torah, that's the cure against Yisr al-Ara. Im netzacho mutab, ve'im lam, yikra kirat shema, she'al mita. Shneimar, al mishkabchem. Im netzacho mutab, ve'im lam, yizkor lo yom mita. Shneimar, ve'dom musela. Hakim, if you pay attention over there, Hakim didn't say Yizkurlo et hamita. That means you're not scaring Yisr hara because you're telling him that the person's going to die. So what Yisr hara is scared from the day the person's going to die? Yisr hara himself is going to be happy to take his neshama. So what is Yizkurlo yom mita? What is this going to help? Yom mita is going to push away Yisr hara. How is it going to push away? Like Mara said, who Satan, who Yisr hara, who Malach Mavet? He's doing all the job. He's coming now to you to make you do Abirot. He's the same guy who's going to take your neshama at the end. So what are you, is called low mita, how's it going to help? It's not going to help him. And Hakim say, pay attention to the words of the Gemara. It doesn't say, is called low the death, et hamita. Is called low yom hamita. What does it mean, yom hamita? The day that the person is going to die. What does that mean? He said, whenever the person, he feels that is on his deathbed and is going to die any minute, that time that he passes by, said he remembers all his lifetime, how did he spend all his lifetime, how did he waste all his time and all the nonsense. He knows now what's going to go with him now to Allah Abba. Nothing's going to go with him. Only Torah and Ma'asim Tobim, the Pasuk said, V'alach lefanecha askecha, kibod Adonai asfecha. But all the other stuff, all the money, all the wealth, and everything that he did in this world, nothing's going to come with him to Allah Abba. So the day of the person's going to die, he's going to remember that all what he did, all what he listened to Yisr al-Ara, all what he did Abirot, he feels now he's going to Allah Abba, he's going to get punished for every Abirot he did. He feels, he sees everything. So that day, Yom Mita is going to make the person scared and is going to bring him more power to overcome Yetzer Hara. That's what Hakim said. Is Kurlo, the day that a person is going to die away, it's going to pass away, that day is going to give him the power to overcome Yetzer Hara. And on that day, the person, he could rebuke others, yeah. He could rebuke others, even face to face, he could rebuke them. Why? Because the other guy is not going to say that, you know, you're rebuking me because you have some interest or something, like I said. That's because he knows that he's not gaining anything. He's going to die now. The only purpose is doing it for your benefit. That's also what I saw. Basically, what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he was also rebuking Am Yisrael. Before he passed away, he gave them all the details of their Averot. But I saw here something beautiful. He brings down here the Torah Moshe, Hatam Sofer. He says here, the Bet Amud Bet. After he brings down that Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not want to rebuke Am Yisrael Beferush, Bnei Kibudan Shel Yisrael. So he says, Ha'anyan Hazeh Gam Ken Tzarich Havana. איך ייתכן שלא היה משה מוכיח את ישראל עד קודם מותו? How could it be? משה רבנו, he wasn't rebuking עם ישראל. He sees them doing עבירות, he didn't say anything. Until before he passed away, a month before he passed away, now he's rebuking them. חורה, something's missing here. So he says here, ואח העניין כך הוא, כי הוא היה מוכיחן כל ימיו. משה רבנו, all his lifetime was rebuking עם ישראל. However, אך רק ברמז בעלמה, שירגישו בעצמם בענייניהם. He was only rebuking them on the other way that we said, rebuking them in general. That means such a avira is a big sin, has a big effect on שמיים, has a big effect on the person, and he's rebuking them in general. כי כן יותר נכנס בלב שומעיו, כאשר ירגיש שהוא מוכיחו ברמז, מאשר יאמר לו, כך עשית, כך חטאת. ועוד כי בעטו והמרדו בו, כעניין שאמרו, המכה בנו גדול עובר על לפני עבר לא תן מכשול. He said, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu all his life was rebuking Am Yisrael, but in general, he didn't come to Am Yisrael tell him, you did this Abira, you did that Abira. He didn't want to tell him like this, why? Because maybe they're not going to accept it from him. The nature of the person, whenever someone is attacking him, the nature of that person, he attacks back. Even though if the person is right. He's telling him, you did such abira. And he knows that he did this abira, but the nature of the person said, no, I didn't do it. Something happened. He tries to bring some answers. He tries to justify his actions. That's the nature of the person. So, Kochiken, if that guy is attacking him, he's going to scream back at him. And now they're going to scream back at Moshe Rabbeinu. They're going to make the second abira now. They're screaming at Talmid Chacham, at Moshe Rabbeinu. Gonna get another Abira. That's why he was rebuking them in general. He says here, similar to what the Gemara says, that a person is not allowed to hit his kid from the time he gets older. Said he's not supposed to hit him. Why? Because if he's gonna hit his kid, then maybe his kid's gonna hit him back and it's gonna be over. Lefne aver lo tem b'chshon. Pasuk said, "Umakki abi ve'amum otyumat hayav mita." The person hits his father, has shalom, or his mother, hayab mita. So that's why the Gemara said, an older kid, the parents should not hit him. Why? Because if he, maybe, you don't know, maybe he's gonna hit him back, he's going to hit his father, he's going to do a big avira. So you're causing him to do that avira. Similarly, he says here, Moshe Rabbeinu did not rebuke Am Yisrael face to face. All his lifetime, because he was scared that they might be bo'et, they might scream back at him. ועל כן, כל 40 שנה היה מוכיחן ברמז. He was rebuking them all the 40 years ברמז. אמנם בנסיעה האחרונה, now before he passed away, תרם מכניסן לארץ ישראל, תרם מות משה, אז הבין משה שראוי לקבס את כל ישראל ולהוכיחם על פניהם, לפרוט עוונותיהם בפניהם. כי כן למד מיעקב אבינו שאמר לשמעון ולוי. ראובן וחורייתה וכו'. ומניין, how do you know that what I'm telling you is true, the Hatam Sofer is saying? He said, because that's what the Pasuk says. אלה הדברים אשר דבר משה אל כל ישראל. What does it mean, אלה הדברים? He said, אלה הדברים, sounds familiar. אלה הדברים, where do we have אלה הדברים? חכים said, אלה הדברים אשר צבא אדוני לעשות אותם, ששת ימים תעשה מלאכה. אלה הדברים, comes along the Gemara מסכת שבת, says Ele Devarim. From here we know the 39 melachot of Shabbat. How? Says Ele, what's the gematria of Ele 36? And Devarim is plural. Me'ot Rabim Shnaim, that's 2. 36 plus 2 is 38. It doesn't say Ele Devarim, Ele Had Devarim. It's coming to include one more. Now 39. From here we know 39 melachot of Shabbat. So he says here, Hatam Sofer, here also it's by us the same thing. Ele Had Devarim, Ashe Deber Moshe, Kol Israel. אלה הדברים, זה also 39. So it says here, כמו שדרשו חזל מסכת שבת ולמתת מלאכות של שבת, אלה גמטריה למדבר, דבר, דברים, הדברים הרי שלוש, עולה למתת. וזהו כוונה, אלה הדברים, all the 39 years that בני ישראל, they were in the מדבר, אלה הדברים אשר דבר משה על כל ישראל, it was rebuking בני ישראל, but in general, how? במדבר, בערבה, מוצוף, עם פרן ובן תופל. He didn't tell them straight out that he did such a עבירה. He was hinting for them that he did this avira. That's the old 39 years of his life. But the last year of his life, now he started, before he passed away, now he's giving them, you know, the all the details of their avirot. Abon Aigel, Abon Imraglim, Taflu Alaman, all the avirot. He was mentioning them one to one. Ahat li, ahat lim soh hashmon. However, he said, "Vehi be'arba'im shana, az lifnei moto, ho'il Moshe be'er t'torah hazot, ve'lo stir klum, mishum kivodam. Ve'azeh pirash rashi, ki chen lamad mi'Yaakov Avinu." That means, really, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was rebuking Am Yisrael all his life. But all his life, he was rebuking them beremes. The last year of his life, before he passed away here, 5 weeks before he passed away, now he rebuked them, frotrot, and all their sins. Here also, we could say, also same answer, we could say about what the Gemara here said, "Hayu sareha ki ayalim lematzeu mer'ah." What does mean "Hayu sareha ki ayalim lematzeu mer'ah"? We have Midrash Rabba in Megillat Echa. The Midrash Rabba says here in Megillat Echa, Parasha Aleph, Siman Dalet, "Echa yashiva badad ha'ir Rabbati am." The pasuk on Rabbati bagoyim, sarati medinot. What does mean Rabbati Bagoyim? The Midrash here says, "Vehalo kvar neimar Rabbati Am." What does mean Rabbati Bagoyim? It says Rabbati Am. Uma Talmud omar Rabbati Bagoyim, ela Rabbati Badeot. Am Israel said they are the ones that wherever they go, they put them all the way on top. Why? Because they were such a brilliant hakamim, and wherever they go, their chokmah sticks out. That's the people of Yerushalayim. רבונה משן רבי יוסי אומר, בכל מקום שהיה אחד מבני ירושלים הולך למדינה, anywhere that one of the people in Yerushalayim used to go to different town, היו מציעים לו קתדרה לשב עליה בשביל לשמוע חוכמתו. They used to put him a nice chair, a big nice chair, and let him sit on it, and just hear from his wisdom. Just hear, and also here, all the Midrash here brings down also the long story here about one guy that he was traveling from Yerushalayim. He went to a different town, and he felt that he's going to die, and he had a lot of money with him, so he left it by the guy who was invited by him to stay on Shabbat. He left it by him, and he told him, "Listen, if his son's gonna come and claim that money, you don't give it to him unless he tells you 3 Dibrei Chokhmah. If he tells you 3 Dibrei Chokhmah, then you give it to him. If not, you could keep the money." That's what he told him here. And until that, when the son heard that his father passed away, so he came, and he knew that his father had a lot of money and left it by the guy. He came to ask him, you know, to give him back the money. But he has to see where does that guy live. He doesn't know where does he live. So he got to the town, and he saw a guy chopping wood. He told him, "Please, could you please? I want to buy some wood." So okay, how much you want for it? I'll pay you. So he paid him top dollar, said, "Where should I take it?" He said, "Take it to the house and so." So he doesn't know where does he live. So, but he was sure that wood chopper, he knows that, where does that guy live. So he told him, "Take it over there, and I'll pay you top dollar." So he took it over there, and he was following him. And all of a sudden, he was knocking on the door, said, "Yes." So they brought all the woods, and everything's fine. Told him, "I didn't order wood." He said, "No, the guy behind me ordered. He's going to pay me, no problem." And then the guy told him, "Yes, how can I help you?" He said, "I'm the son of that guy that he left the money by you." So the Midrash here said, that's the first something chokmah that he did. He doesn't know where that guy lives. Maybe how's he going to know? He's going to ask people. Maybe they're going to tell him, they're not going to tell him. He found a trick how to get over there. After that, Bekitzur, the Midrash here says, "Amar le, anahu bere deahu gabra demit gabach." So he told him that he was the son of that father that he died by you, and I came to take the money. So, "Ale ve'abad le'megiz ve'aval yahu gabra terim benin ve'tertim benatan." So that guy, he had 2 sons and 2 daughters. And in the family, 2 sons and 2 daughters, that was his family. "Kalmata anateh דאסטרבן, הייתי קומה בסעודתה חמישה פריגים בתבשילה. So he brought him, you know, five small chickens, cooked. He brought it, you know, to the table. And he told him, go ahead. Baal HaBayit, he told the guest who's claiming he was the son of that guy, told him, okay, let's split the five chickens, you know, between us. So Amar Le, lo hi didi. So it's my food, it's yours. I'm just a guest over here. You split it. He told him, no, even though. Amar Le, ana tzavid tisav tfaleg. So he told him, it's okay. I'm asking you that you should split the chickens between us. So nasabu palag v'yahi periga ben gabra v'yitete v'nasab periga t'nyana v'yahi ben tere gabra dehen terem benoy nasab teli ta'a v'yahab ben terem benate nasab terem perigin v'yahab kameh dideh. So he took one chicken, he gave it for the father and the mother, he gave them one chicken. For the two sons, he gave them one chicken. For the two daughters, he gave them one chicken. And he took two chickens for himself, the guest. So he told them, what is this? So later the Midrash is going to explain. So okay, so he didn't say anything, he kept quiet, he didn't say anything. Le'adan Ramsha in the afternoon, they sat down to eat, and now he didn't want to bring five chickens because he saw what he did with five chickens. So he brought only one big chicken, stuffed chicken, good, and everything's fine. So he brought it. So he told them, go ahead, let's split it. So what did he do? So it says here that Nasabu palag v'yahab resha kameh gabra. He took the head of the chicken, he gave it to the father. Nasab b'nei me'aya v'yahab kodam metita. He took all the inside parts, intestines, and all the inside parts, he gave it to the mother. Nasab tiren atmita v'yahab tiren b'nohi. He took the two legs of the chicken, he gave each leg to each one of the sons. And he took the two wings, he gave each wing to one of the daughters. And the main part of the chicken, all the stuffed chicken, he took it to himself, and he ate it. Then the guy he couldn't hold himself. So Amar Hichden Pelgin Beatrichon. Is that how you split in your town? I don't understand what's going on here. Pelgut Pelagt Zimna Kama Vela Amrit Lach Vela Midei Veidenat Abid Keden. The first time I kept quiet. Now also here also I don't understand. What's the logic behind what he did? Amar Le Lav Amrit Lach De Lav Didihu. So he told him, I told you that I didn't want to split it, but you asked me to split it. That's why I split it. And by the way, you should know, the way I split it, it was mechuvan. It was perfect way that I split it. So that why? The Zimna Kama, he brought five chickens. So he said, very simple. He brought five chickens here. You and your wife are two people. With one chicken, you became three. The two sons with one chicken, they became three. The two daughters with one chicken, they became three. Me with two chicken became three. So that fits. So that's in the morning. And in the afternoon, he brought me what? He brought me one big chicken. So I took the head, I gave it to you. Why? Because you are the head of the head of the household. You are the head of the household. I gave you the head. I took the intestines and all the b'nei me'ayim, I gave it to the mother. Because she's the one, she the fruitful one, and she bring kids. She's the one, so I gave her the intestine. I took the two wings, I gave it to your daughters. Why? Because soon your daughters, they're going to grow, they're going to fly out of the house, they're going to get married. And I took the two legs, I gave it to the boys, because the boys, they are the foundation of the house. And the b'nei me'ayim, I took for myself. Why? Because he told the not the b'nei me'ayim, the body of the chicken, I took it to myself. Why? Because the Midrash here says that the body of the chicken looks like a boat. So I came to your town in a boat, and I'm going back also with a boat. So it fits that I should take it. So that's what he told them. That's what he did. So Yahav le maddi le ve'azid le lishlam. Lekei ma sh'ne'emar rabati bagoyim rabati baddi'on. They were big hachamim. Let's hear what the Midrash says. Anyone from Anshei Yerushalayim that he used to travel to anywhere, he used to give him a nice chair, let him sit in the chair, give us few, let us hear from your, a little bit from your wisdom. And you have the hidden wisdom hidden in you. So you want to bring it out. Let us hear what you have. That's what it says here. Anyone from Bnei Yerushalayim, that's what they used to do. So here the Midrash says, it said that's what's mean Rabbati Bagoyim. What does it mean Rabbati Bagoyim? Rabbati Bagoyim, that was the Hod and the Hadar of Anshei Yerushalayim. Anywhere he used to go, used to be very smart, very sharp. Let's hear what the Mefarshim say. And that's here what we explained the Gemara, they said, "Vayetzem b'tzion kol hadara, hayu sareha ke'ayalim lo matzeo marayim." We said the Gemara explained, "Hayu sareha ke'ayalim," they did not rebuke each other. But how come they did not rebuke each other? They were hakamim, they were gidolim. How come they did not rebuke each other? Sareha, the gidolim of Am Yisrael did not rebuke. They didn't know mitzvat aseh min haTorah. Ukiyat ukiyat amiticha. Ela, as long as Bnei Israel and Shetzion, they were hakamim, they were meshubahim, rabati bagoyim, rabati badeot, they were big hakamim, they are wise people, then for such people, said it's enough to hint for them that they did Averot, and automatically they're going to do Teshuvah. And we said, to hint to someone else that he did Averot, that he could do all your lifetime, no problem. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu. Eleh Devarim, all the Eleh Devarim, 39 years of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he was rebuking Am Yisrael all his life. But he was rebuking them beremez. Bamidbar, Ba'araba, Mon Suf, all beremez. He was rebuking them. But in the 40th year before he died, then he was rebuking them, Ahat li Ahat lam soh hashmon, he did this, he did Avon Aigel, with all the details he gave them. That type of tochacha, he could tell it to the person before you pass away. But all your lifetime, you have to rebuke someone else, only beremez. So here, Sarim of Yerushalayim, Hayu Sariha ke Ayalim, said the Sarim of Yerushalayim, said as long as Anshe Yerushalayim, they were hachamim, it's enough to hint to them that they did Avira, and they're going to do Teshuvah. That type of tochacha, we could tell them all of our lifetime. That's fine. We could say it, but because the pasuk said ve'yetzem b'tzion kol hadara, said what's the hadar of b'tzion? That's the hadar. They were hachamim. Ve'yetzem b'tzion kol hadara. They weren't hachamim anymore. Now, if you're gonna hint to them that they did avirot, they're not gonna understand it. So, how are we gonna rebuke them? We have to rebuke them face to face. Face to face. How could you rebuke them? So the hachamim said you cannot rebuke. You cannot rebuke them only before they passed away. That's why they kept quiet, they did not rebuke them. That's how we could explain, you know, to be Melamed Zechut on Sarei Yerushalayim, that they did not rebuke each other. Why? Because they said you cannot rebuke them face to face only before we die. And we don't know when we're going to die. So that's why you cannot rebuke them. But as long as they were Hakamim, they had Hakim Abramiza, it's enough to hint to them. That's here what Anfarshim they tell us. But here to be melamed zechut on them. And also, we said same way, we have two types of tochacha that he could give to a person. Same thing, you have also two types of avirot that a person could do. What do I mean? So there are sometimes a person who does avira. That avira, okay, yes or ara, he came to him and he was makshil him to do that avira. Okay, did the avira, was nakshar. Sadiqin Baris and Shari Asito Velo Hita, let him do Teshuvah. Let him do Teshuvah, do Mehila, Usliha, Vichapara, cry on this Avira that he did, and Hashem is going to forgive him. Person does Teshuvah, and Khadabara went for Teshuvah. But this is one type of Avira. There are second type of Avirot that the Avira is going to change the whole person. What do I mean? So for example, Hakim, they say that they put so much emphasis. When the kids are young, said you have to teach them, you have to be mechanech them the right way. Why? Why have to be mechanech them the right way? Because now, when they're young, this is the time that they're going to grow. Whatever you're teaching them now, that's how they're going to grow. If you're going to teach them, Hasav Shalom, to be bad kids, then they're going to grow. Who knows what the end of the tunnel, what's going to come out of them. You don't know what's going to come out of them after. Now, from the time that they are young, this is the time that you have to instill in them Yirat Shamayim, instill in them the Ahabat Torah, Ahabat HaMazvot, doing the Mazvot, learning Torah. This is the time you should give it to the kids. That's what Hakim will tell us, that whenever the Hanukh, if the Hanukh is good, then everything is fine. But if the Hanukh in the beginning is not 100%, then after it's going to grow, who knows where is it going to lead to. That's why Hakim said, such a Avira, if the person is mezelzel b'chnuch abanim, then such a avira, chas v'shalom, so hard to fix afterwards. Such a avira it's not only one avira, it affects all the kid's life. It's gonna grow to be amaris, gonna eat and drink like amaris, it's gonna do avirot like amaris, it's gonna do everything like amaris. That's why Hakim said that there are two types of avirot. And here by us also, here the Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Yisrael, especially by Avon Aigel. So the Avon Aigel, it changed, impacted the Am Israel all the way. כל שכחים, הוא אינו, בא עם מתן תורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא גב עם ישראל, everyone from עם ישראל, because he said, נעשה ונשמע, שהם give them two crowns. Every person who said, נעשה ונשמע, שהם give them two crowns. Not only this, the Gemara said, חרות על הלוחות, אל תקרא חרות על הלוחות, אלא חירות מלאך המוות, חירות משעבוד מלכיות, that means by מתן תורה, that's it. There's no more mita, there's no more שעבוד מלכיות, עולמות העולם, no one could do anything to עם ישראל. After עם ישראל did עבון העגל, now they brought back all the צרות, they brought back all the שעבוד מלכיות, and everything that came back. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, בני עליון כולכם, חבלתם מעשיכם, אכן כי האדם תמותון וכחד צרים תפונו. אז היו התחכים לתל עשת בעבון העגל, they lost a lot עם ישראל, it affected not only, they didn't only do עבירה of עבודה זרה, of עבון העגל, not only this, even though on its own it's big עבירה, but it affected all their life, throughout the whole generation. החכים said, וביום פוקדי ופקדתי עליהם חטאתם. Any punishment that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, it has a little bit from Avon Aigel. Until today, we're still paying for Avon Aigel. Am Israel, we did by the Midbar, we're still paying for it until today. That Hakim said, such a Abira, it affected Am Israel throughout all the way. He said, but here they have this big Abira, it affects them all the way. As I said, you know, before that, they didn't have any more Mita, there's no Shabud Melchiyon. Now it's affecting all the way. We have also the Gemara. We have a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. It says in the Gemara in Shabbat Semech Gimel Amud Bet. Amar Rabbi Huna, Mai Dichtiv Semach Bachur Beyeldutecha, Vitibecha Lebecha Bebnei Bebechurotecha, Veelech Bederche Lebecha Umarei Einecha, Veda'a Ki Al Kol Ele Yebiyacha HaElohim B'Mishpat. The Gemara is asking, what does Shlomo Melech wants from us here? He says, Semach Bachur Beyeldutecha, you're still young. Go enjoy life, do whatever you want. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying. Go enjoy life. Do whatever you want to do. Eat whatever you want to eat. Go wherever you want to go. Enjoy life. That's what Shlomo Melech is giving us advice. But after that, Tochid Dibur, he said, Veda, Ki Al Kol Ele, Yabiyacha Elohim HaMishpat. But you should know, however, that for every step of the way, for every Abirat you did, Hashem is going to punish you. The Gemara said, I don't understand. Shlomo Melech, is he telling us to do whatever you want, to be free, do whatever you want? Or right, Tochid Dibur, he just said, watch out. Any Avreit you're doing, you're gonna be punished for it. So what Shlomo Melech is saying? Should we do Avirot? We shouldn't do Avirot. What's going on here? Why in the first place he said, go do whatever you want to do. And then he said, watch out. Kaura, something's fishy here. So it says here, the Gemara, עד כאן דברי יסר הרע, מכאן ואילך דברי יסר הטוב. So the Gemara explained, he said, no, here we have two speakers. The first part, what Shlomo Melech is telling us, eat whatever you want to eat, go wherever you want to go, go enjoy life. Shlomo Melech is telling you, that's what יסר הרע tells the person. יסר הרע tells the person, סמח בחור בילדותיך, ותביך לבך, do whatever you want to do. Enjoy life, you live only once. So enjoy life. That's what Yisra Ra says. However, Yisra Tov, he says, Da'a bi'al kol ele, bi'achai lokim al-mishpat. So you see, we have two speakers here. Two speakers of the house. One, Yisra Tov, he tells you, Da'a bi'achai lokim al-mishpat. Yisra tells you, go enjoy life. And you have to be hakam to listen to Yisra Tov, not to Yisra Ra. We just said before. Le'olam yergiz adam Yisra Tov al Yisra Ra. You have to help kibyachol Yisra Tov to overcome Yisra Ra. You have to be on his side. Why? Because the Hayim ve Mavet Natati Lefanecha or Bacharta Bachayim, you have to choose the life. Let's hear what the Gemara is saying. But we explained once, I said, beautiful. Hakim said, Ad kan debrei yetzer hara, mekan ve'elach debrei yetzer hatov. What does this mean? So when yetzer hara comes to the person, he tells him, listen, let's do Avira. What the person is going to answer yetzer hara automatically in the first place. I said, listen, I'm going to do Avira. Who knows what kind of punishment I'm going to get for it. I'm going to be punished in Gehenam. It's not worth it. So what does Yisra Ra tell him? He tells him, listen, don't worry about after Gehenam. Whenever until you get to Gehenam, now you enjoy life. Whenever you get to Gehenam, then tell them, we'll take it on me. Tell them Yisra Ra, he pushed me to do the Avira. But now, for the meantime, now you're enjoying the Avera. So let's go ahead and do it. So it means in different words, Yesar Ara tells the person, Atkan debre Yesar Ara. Yesar Ara tells you, don't look at the future. Look at now, Atkan. Don't look at after. Look until here. Just take a look how much enjoyment you have when you do the Avera. So go ahead and do it. Yesar Atob tells the person, Mekan vi elach debre Yesar Atob. Yesar Atob tells the person, even though if you want to do Avera, for sure you're going to enjoy the Avera at the time that you're doing it. But it's not worth it for after. You have to look at the future. Ezwa Hakam. You have to look at the future. Said, Mekan vi elach debre Yesar Atob. Yesar Atob tells you, don't look at now. Look at the future. Yesar Ara tells you, don't look at the future. Look at now. That's the difference between Yesar Atob and Yesar Ara. Let's hear what Hakim will tell us. That's maybe what Moshe Rabbeinu he meant when he was rebuking Am Yisrael. אלה הדברים אשר דיבר משה אל כל ישראל לעבר הירדן במדבר מערבה מול סוף. He told them, you have to look, when the person is doing עבירה, you have to look at the סוף, at the end, what's going to be. מכאן ואילך דברי יסר הטוב. You have to see at the end, what's going to be. Is it worth it to do the עבירה? Probably now you're going to enjoy the עבירה for a few minutes, for a few seconds, but then after that, you're going to regret that you did the עבירה. You're going to be punished for it. It's not worth it. That's what the Yisrael told to hear. What also Moshe Rabbeinu, he was telling Am Yisrael, you have to look at the future. Don't look at now. Now probably you're enjoying the Avira, but you have to look at the future. Here we have a scary midrash. Parashat Naso, midrash Rabbah, Parashat Zayin, Siman Dalet, brings down here a few opinions. Am Yisrael says here in the midrash, Amru Rabbotenu, אחר 40 יום שקבלו ישראל את התורה, עשו ישראל את העגל. 40 days after they got the Torah, they did עבון העגל, עם ישראל. מנעין, how do you know this? שכן אתה מוצא, שהאלוהים רמז למשה על כך. השם, he hinted to משה רבנו, that עם ישראל gonna do עבירה 40 days after they're gonna get the Torah. How? אמר לו האלוהים, משה, אין אתה רואה לישראל, איך אנחנו עומדים ואומרים, כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע? Don't you see that Am Yisrael is saying Na'asev Nishma? You see it by Matan Torah. That means Moshe Rabbeinu would have thought, Psh, Mi ten viha liram ze lahem lirauti, Ashrahim Yisrael, take a look what they're saying. Hashem told him, don't get excited, Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Hayecha b'chzabim hem omdim. They're making believe. Why? Enam mishlimim li ela 40 yom. They're going to be with me only 40 days. After that, they're going to do Avodah Zara. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, same thing to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the Midrash is saying here. Shnei Emar, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. חסר מקרא כלום לי. Why the Pasuk says the word לי? ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים. You're going to be for me ממלכת כהנים. You're going to be ממלכת כהנים, simple. ואתם תהיו לי. Said לי, גימטריה 40. 40 days you're going to be for me. After that, lost case. רבי שמעון בן יוחאי ורבי אליעזר בן יעקב, אחד מהם היה אומר, כפתת יום היו ישראל מושלמים, ואחד מהם היה אומר, 11 יום היו ישראל מושלמים. מחלוקת, one חכם said, 29 days, עם ישראל, they were צדיקים, and all the other 11 days, to finish the 40 days, they were thinking already about עבודה זרה, and the other חכם said, they were 11 days, they were... with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the other 29 days they were thinking about Avodah Zara. Different Hakam says, Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta Omer, Yom Ehad Hayu Mushlamim. Shneimar, Yom Asher Amata Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Bihorev. Only one day Am Israel they were with me. Rabbi Meir Omer, Lo Kedibrei Elo Velo Kedibrei Elo. Ela Afilu Bishaa Shehayu Omrim Kol Asher Dibber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma, Hayu Omrim Befihem Ehad U'Belibam Ehad. Even when they're saying Na'aseh v'nishma, Kol Asher Dibber Hashem Na'aseh v'nishma, even during the same second that they're saying this, they're only kibyachol, they're saying it had a pe v'had a lev. Kibyachol, they're lying. Shneimar, Vefatuhu befihem, Bulshonam yichazibu lo, Velbam lo nachon amo, Velo nayamnu brito. Hare afilu beoto hayom, Shehayu omdin lifnei har Sinai, Lo haya lebam nachon liboram. Hu zeh sheyeshaya omer lahem, Beyom, נוטעך תסגסגי. What does it mean? ביום נוטעך תסגסגי. כן, מפרשים להקספלין, את דתי, הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול, he planted עם ישראל במתן תורה, תסגסגי, simple פירוש תסגסגי, that they're going to grow up, they're going to grow fast, they're going to become big. But here, the Midrash is explaining it to the Bedouin, תסגסגי, מלשון פסולת, סיג בפסולת. אמר להם האלוהים, ביום שבקשתי לעשות אתכם נטיעה לשמי, עשיתם סיגים. הווה ביום נוטעך תשגשגי. זה מדרש, זה זכיר המדרש שיר, זה טלינג אסיר, את עם ישראל, הקונטר במהיר, זה דיוון עד דתיים לתרסאים. נעשה ונשמע, זה אחד בפה ואחד בלב, פתו בפיהם, ולבם לא נכון עמו. היא הרבות, משה רבנו, הוא סטלינג עם ישראל, תקלו כדת עבון עגל, תידד. It's not simple עבירה, תידד. It's not type of עבירה, the person did עבירה, and יסרה עובר, he made them do that עבירה, and then he gonna do the שבוע for it. That עבירה, it affected all your life, throughout the whole generation. And now there's שעבוד מלכיות, because of עבון עגל. Every עבירה, every punishment, it has some from עבון עגל. Throughout the whole generation. That's a big עבירה. That's it, what משה רבינו was telling them. אלה הדברים אשר דבר משה לכל ישראל. What's been אלה הדברים, אבהיר לפסוק. הפסוק also by us, it said, והיא ב-40 שנה, בעשתי עשר חודש, באחד לחודש, דבר משה אל בני ישראל, ככל אשר צווה אדוני אותו עליהם. Whatever Hashem commanded משה רבינו to tell בני ישראל. What did Hashem command משה to tell בני ישראל? Take a look back by פרשת מתן תורה. פרשת יתרו, הפסוק says here, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. I'm telling you, you should be for me ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. אלה הדברים אשר תדבר לבני ישראל. So these are the words that you should tell בני ישראל. What does it mean? אלה הדברים אשר תדבר. ככל אשר צווה השם אותו עליהם, what did השם commanded משה רבנו to tell בני ישראל? So this is בפירוש. ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. That was the message that Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Israel. Ele hedebarim ashe deber Moshe el kol Israel. Where is that time that he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, ve'atem tayulim lechet kohanim ve'goy kadosh? Where is that time? La'aseh ve'nishma. He said, that abira, that avon ha'egel that you did, it affected you throughout the whole way. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu here was, before he passed away, he was rebuking Am Israel and all their sins. Why? Because take a look what Avon Aigel affected. Avon Aigel affected all the other Avonot. Everything is affected because of Avon Aigel. That's why he's rebuking them a lot about Avon Aigel. See also this week Parasha, next week Parasha. He's rebuking them about Avon Aigel a lot. Why? Because that it impacted Am Israel a lot. And here the Pasuk also before Parasha Yitro, Ve'ata, אם שמוע תשמעו בקולי ושמרתם את בריתי, והייתם לי סגולה מכל העמים כלי כל הארץ, רשי says, ועתה, רשי says, אם עתה תקבלו עליכם, if you can accept the Torah now, יערב לכם כאן ואילך, שכל ההתחלות קשות. If you can accept it, if now you can accept the Torah, then after, later on, it's going to be easier for you. In the beginning, כל ההתחלות קשות, but later on, it's going to be easier for you. But maybe we could fit also in the words of רשי, יערב לכם מכאן ואילך. We said, who said מכאן ואילך? עד כאן דברי יסר על הרע. מכאן ואילך דברי יסר הטוב. יסר הטוב tells the person, don't look at now, look at the future. מכאן ואילך דברי יסר הטוב. So if you're going to accept the Torah, then it's going to be easier for you to listen to יסר הטוב. Who tells you, יסר הטוב tells you, מכאן ואילך, don't look at now, look at the future. Let's see what משה רבנו, it was אלה דברים אשר תדבר בני ישראל, it was rebuking עם ישראל. And it's all, depending on what? Depending on if Am Yisrael they're going to keep the Torah, they're going to learn the Torah. Let's see what the Mefarshim tell us. That's the Musar here. How much the sin could impact the person. And depends also what kind of sin. That's why he, Moshe Rabbeinu, was rebuking Am Yisrael before he passed away. And that's what caused the of Harvan Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because Ayu Saraya Ke'ayalin Lama Tziyom Ra'ay, Am Yisrael, ויצאים בציון כל הדרה, no one, they weren't חכמים anymore, and they were doing עבירות, and there's still not חנם, there's hatred between them, that would cause חורבן בית המקדש. And if now we don't have בית המקדש yet, still it means we're still in the same problem. Yeah, I saw here just to end up, you know, something, it says here the חתם סופר, brings down here in תורת משה, he says that we know this year, תשעה באב, is on Shabbat, but was pushed off until after Shabbat. So he says here, he says, מימי תמהתי, in the תורת משה דף כבב, על מה אין אומרים תחנה בתשעה באב שנדחה. So תשעה באב, הפסוק said, קרא עליי מועד לשבור בחוריי. תשעה באב כביכול קרוי מועד, there is also explanation what does mean to this מועד. What kind of מועד is that? That's avilut here. What kind of מועד is that? There is a shiur about it, but it's not the time for it now. But he said that on Chabea we say Yishem, there is no Tachanun. Here Hatam Sofer said, I always wondered, we don't say Tachanun on Chabea, I understand. But now here, Chabea that fell on Shabbat was pushed off until Sunday. Why don't we say Tachanun on Sunday? It's not Chabea. What are you going to tell me? That Chabea, the fast, was pushed off until Sunday. He said, that's the fast was pushed off until Sunday. But the day of the Yom Tov, the day of the Mu'ayd, whatever you want to call it, Kara Alay Mu'ayd, that was on Shabbat. So why on Sunday we don't say Tachanun on Sunday? He said, Miyamay Tamati, Almayin Aurim Tichana Bit Chabea B'Shin Tcha, Shehre Oto Hiyom, Elinu Mu'ayd. Benehid Ta'anin Shil Shabbat Nathali Mahorato, Mokol Nakom Ha-Mu'ayd Shibo Lo Nathha. The day of Chabea is Shabbat. So why you say Tachanun, you don't say Tachanun on Sunday? You're supposed to say Tachanun, it's not Chabea. It's Yud Bea. Ve'amina, and he says, Yira Hatam Sofer, Lehachi Ketib, that's why the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Soma Hamishi, Soma Rabi'i, Soma Hamishi, Soma Shabi'i, Soma Asri, Yele Beit Adad, Sassam and Samha. Means the fast of Shabbat Asra Beit Amuz, the fast of Chabea, the fast of Tzom Gedaliah, the first of Asra B'Tevet is going to turn into Yamim Tovim. It's going to turn into Yamim Tovim. Why the Pasuk, it says the first of Shiva Asra B'Tevet is going to turn into Yom Tov? Why the Pasuk was emphasizing on the first? Why Ta'amat Ala B'Tzom V'lo Amar Yud Zayim B'Tevet V'Tcha'a B'A B'Yul Sazon Simcha? The Pasuk could have said Shiva Asra B'Tevet is going to turn into Yom Tov. Tcha'a B'A is going to turn into Yom Tov. He didn't say Tcha'a B'A is going to turn into Yom Tov. The fast of Tisha B'Av is going to turn into Yom Tov. Ella al korchach, ene yom gorem ha-mo'ed, ki yom tetvav b'nisan v'chadome, ella ha-tzom gorem, ulkshe yibane bet ha-mukdash v'yachol Tisha B'Av b'Shabbat, yihye yom ha-sason v'ha-mo'ed, gam ken b'yom rishon she'aharav, b'yom she'ahyu tzamim bo. That's what it says here. It says, that's why we don't say Tachanun, the day of the fast on Sunday, which is the 10th of Av, it's not Tisha B'Av. Chaura, we're supposed to say Tachanun. But he said, no. He said, when Mashiach is going to come soon, Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, and Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, then we're going to celebrate Tisha B'Av. All the four fasts are going to turn into Yamim Tovim. So he says, what happened when Mashiach is going to come and Tisha B'Av is going to fall on Shabbat? There's no more Tisha B'Av, there's no more fast. It's going to turn into Yom Tov. Is the Yom Tov going to be on Shabbat? Or is the Yom Tov going to be pushed until Sunday? So he said, the Pasuk is connecting it with the fast. When Beit HaMikdash, now we don't have Beit HaMikdash, when do we fast? On Shabbat? We don't fast on Shabbat, we push it until Sunday. That's why I said, even when Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, it means when Mashiach is going to come, Tisha B'Av is going to fall on Shabbat, the day of the Yom Tov is going to be celebrated on Sunday, not on Shabbat. Let's see what is he telling us over here, that Be'ezrat Hashem this year, Tisha B'Av is pushed. The Rabbi in the Gemara, Rabbi says that, Bokesh Rabbi la'akor Tisha B'Av. When I said, what do you mean la'akor Tisha B'Av? It's one of the fast. Ela bakesh la'akor Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbat. He said, hoil ve'itche itche. You don't have to fast Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it fell on Shabbat. It's lahui, that's it, khalas. But Hakim lo hodu lo. The Gemara Masechet Megillah said, Hakim did not agree with him. They told him, no, push it until Sunday. But Rabbi, he wanted to push it all away. Why? Because hoil ve'itche itche. And all this, he said, Beit HaMikdash, now we don't have Beit HaMikdash because of Sinat Hanam. Now that Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to fix that problem of Sinat Hanam, we're going to be closer to each other, that's what's going to bring the Mashiach Be'ezrat Hashem. Then we're going to celebrate, on Sunday is going to be the day of celebration Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, and the Soma Hamishi, Soma Shabi'i, Soma Asri, Yiyu Lebet Yehudal, Sason Tzimchah, Ma'adin Tobim, Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, Amen ve'amen. Rabbi Hanan Melech Shomer, Asa HaKutubah, Chuzak, Yisrael, Lefikach, Abarah, Anton, Zvot, Shnei, Amar,